cliffcentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on transformation.
G-G-G-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-G-G-Man.
Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't. Isn't.
With G-G-G-Man, the ad man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line. So, fuck that.
G-G-G-Man, the ad man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on cliffcentral.com.
Hello, 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 hello. What's up? It's your boy G-Man, the ad man, and we're back. It's been another week of advertising. It's been another interesting week of advertising. A whole lot of things have happened. Welcome back to your show, man. It's a show that is literally a window that keeps your eye on everything happening in African advertising, South African and African advertising. And we're back at it. We're going to be chatting about a whole bunch of things. I've got a couple of guests in the studio with me today again. But we're going to get into that. I'll introduce them a little later. It's going to be exciting. We're going to be chatting about a whole bunch of things. So remember to hit me up. That's at Blaxem. It's at BLAXEM on Twitter. You can hit me up at cliffcentral.com. Or you can also hit us up. You can call us on that WhatsApp number, 079. No, don't call us. Don't call us. Send us text on WhatsApp, 079-748-2090. Yeah, because no one likes a WhatsApp phone call. Like I say it all the time. Nobody wants to hear a WhatsApp phone call. It's delayed and all that shit. Nobody wants to hear it. Anyway, we're here and it's going to be another chill day. You're hearing a beat once again in the background from your boy Jacques Falcone Moodley, out from at FCB. Actually, I bumped into him last week, and he told me that the beat is one of his. But he, you know, because I remember I was asking myself yesterday. He said, "Hello, computer," or is he? No, he's at FCB now. He's gone downstairs and he's doing work out of there. So huge shout out to the homies out there. Yeah, so. So I walked in here today and I know the show is about branding and advertising, but I have to mention this. So I walked in here today and I was told that Skulupat was here earlier today. And for those of you who don't know who Skulupat is, you know, she's that lady who's been, has been at the summers. You know, you've been seeing photos of her, you know, laying on the floor, you know what I mean? Showing a little more bum than necessary. So she was here apparently and it was great fun apparently. Lucas and everybody in the studio say it was great fun having Skulupat. She made some strange requests I've been told I can't go into detail about those strange requests she made. So big shout out to Skulupat for keeping the brand Skulupat running. We are all still amazed. I'm still not sure what Skulupat does, except someone just showed me a photo of Skulupat once again. Yeah, I'm not really sure what she does, but whatever she does it well, and she's consistent. Because people were shook as fuck in the studio today, as you were shook as fuck when you saw her photos in the media. Anyway, so that's dope. So, you shout out to that. It was the Comrades last week. It amazes me, man. It amazes me that people can do that to themselves. I don't know how people can run from Durban to Pietermaritzburg and back. You're not a car, Achimalinga. You're not a car. And Dan, but Dan from our office, you're not cars. But you finished. You know, so congratulations to everybody that we know that did the Comrades, a huge thing. And I think, we'll talk about kind of the branding side of this thing as well, because I think, you know what, in fact, you know what, let me do that. Let me introduce my guests who are here right now, and we'll talk about some of these news items, and let me get their opinions on things like these Comrades. So, I mean, some of the people that are in this studio, two of the people that are in the studio you might have met before, and the other two are newbies, are new friends. The new friends of the show. So we're gonna show them a lot of love. So I'm gonna start with the people that you are familiar with. You know what I mean? Let's just make sure the familiar people get out. We get the familiar people out of the way, so that we can get out of here. So with me in the stew is a guy that I did an interview with back in the day, and he was one of those people that had to fill in because somebody was not showing up, and I said, "Hey, Juska, I've just been dropped, my man, by a guest, and you need to come through." And he was brave at first. I remember he was brave. Yeah, of course I can come through and do the interview. And then he showed up, and then the nerves got him. Then the nerves got him. But he's here today, looking a little more confident today. Juska, what's going on, my man? In the studio with me, I've got Mr. Joel Liberta. What's going on, Juska?
I'm all right, G, man. How are you?
You good?
I'm good.
Listen, the rest of the people in the studio are clapping. They don't know that I've got the sound effects for applause. They are clapping. They're bringing their own applause. I blame UC, I bet George. No, I blame TP Dang for this because he was doing the horn. The last time he was here, he was doing the horn. Tweet with his mouth. It's not like that. We've got sound effects here, Jimmy and the Edman. So, yeah, that's Joel. How are you doing, Joel?
I'm good.
I struggle to call you Joel. You are Juska to me. But, like, yeah, so Joel, how you doing? You good?
I'm doing very well.
Yeah, it seems like you guys have been busy,
yeah? Yeah, very, very busy, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We'll get into how busy you are. And I can see the nerves are still trying to. I still got you. But it's okay. We're all friends, yeah? This is a hangout.
I'm very worried about you.
And rightfully so. And so next to Juska is another person that you've heard on the show before. I remember I had the show once with the boys from Book of Swag. But now we can't call them the boys from Book of Swag because they've since diversified and they've included a female contingent into their team, which was necessary. You can't just go around making boys schools here. You know what I mean? This is advertising, my man. It's 2017. But yeah, in the studio with us is Bongani Chabalala from Book of Swag. What's going on, Bongani?
Yo. I need a siren, man.
You're on the team of Touch. You're on the Touch Swag.
There we go. Music to my ear.
What's up, Bongani? How you doing, brother?
We're good, man.
Yeah, how's it going in the streets of Book of Swag?
Ash, it's busy, man.
Really, yeah? I know.
Busy.
Nobody can say it's busy. It means, yeah, hey, we're sending invoices now, my man. That's what time it is. It's what time it is. It's invoice time, my man.
That is...
Yeah, where I'm from, that's a yes. So he says it's busy with invoices there. So it's good to have you in the studio once again, man. And I'm glad we're going to be talking about what we're talking about today, because I'm something I'm excited about. But I can't actually, like, you know, I can't be very forthcoming with my excitement about it because I'm on this side of the table. But we'll chat about the details of that. And then sitting next to him is somebody that I've come to know in the past couple of months, and have had a plenty of conversations with of varying degrees, these conversations. but we're gonna chat about why she's here with this team, and about her life and the stress or lack thereof that exists in her life. So in the studio with me as well is Miss Nontokozo Matonsela. Hi,
Unjani.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
So Nontokozo, tell the people out there. I mean, I've introduced these two guys who've been here before. Tell the people out there. Who's Nontokozo Matonsela? Who are you? Why do you think you're here? I mean, I haven't told you why you're here, but tell me why you think you're here.
I'm hoping to be a regular friend. I'm hoping to be like, hey, she was here last week. She's back.
It is done. It is absolutely done. You are now a friend of the show.
Yes, yeah. Right.
So Nontokozo, tell us what your capacity is at Standard Bank. Yes. What you guys don't know is Nontokozo is the client. We call her the client at Standard Bank. But she's going to explain to you what that means.
It's nice to be client.
Hello. Boom! You heard that.
My job is to sign the invoices, basically, and make sure that everybody gets paid.
Nothing wrong, Bongani. Because
there's lots of awesome work and brilliance that's happening. We're excited. I'm basically head of marketing for personal and business banking.
Boom! Bank. Excellent. That's really, really cool. So that's who I'm hanging out with. Guys, I told you guys, G-Man the Ad-Man, bring in big guns, guys. You know, sometimes I bring biggish guns, but every now and then I bring proper big guns, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's who I got with me in the studio as well. And then out here sitting next to Nontokozo is a guy that some of you might have encountered in advertising, in lorries, in your life, really. But in the studio with others as well is Mr. John Davenport. What's going on, John?
Good. It's good to be here.
Yeah.
I think I got a better sound effect than you guys. I'm just saying. Yeah. Because I got a bit of clapping and a bit of horn.
Yeah.
That's the sweet spot. That's where you want to be.
You know, let's do that again. That could be your signature. That could be your signature, John.
Yeah. Should I say boom or something?
No, that's me.
Okay.
Yeah. So, John, how's it going, man? How you doing?
Good. Great. Yeah. It's fantastic to be here. Great to be here with my friends.
Yeah.
Because that's what we are.
Yeah.
And yeah. Thanks for having us.
That's dope, man. I'm very happy to have you guys. So the reason why I had to do the intro first, because I didn't want you just blurting out answers when I wanted to ask you about some of the stuff that's happening, you know, around us right now. So like I was just saying now about the comrades, right? Like, it's amazing. It's they've built this brand, right? And it's like over 100 years old, right? And people come from around the world to come and participate in this thing. And do you think it's one of those things that like started off and someone said, let me and my friends go and run like from Pietermaritzburg to Durban because we ran out of gas? Or do you think that the intention was always to build something like this? John, I'll ask you this.
I think some guys got drunk. Yeah. And they said, you know what would be amazing is to run to Pietermaritzburg. And they probably didn't make it, but then it turned into a thing.
Yeah,
no, exactly. And it is amazing. I mean, is it really 100 years old?
It is over 100 years old. I think there's, I was watching it intermittently. Because, you know, like, road running is not a spectator sport, I don't think. You know what I mean? Like, I can't spend the whole day watching people sweating. So intermittently. But I saw some ads. Shut up, Joe. I saw some ads in between where I think they said it was about 100 years old. But I mean, having been being with Standard Bank and being a brand that's also, you know, kind of been around for a while, how much do you think that builds into kind of the brand's credibility? Is it a thing to be able to say we are 100 some odd years old?
Yes, it is a huge thing.
Yeah.
It really is, because it means you've learned, you've built credibility over time.
Yeah.
You've acquired experience that the newcomers don't really have.
Yeah.
But it also comes with the pain of dragging the elephant.
That's right.
In terms of systems and agility that you might not have as the new players might have.
That's right.
But I think it's incredible that the comrades have been around for so long.
That's insane.
And I'm sure there was no girl in the beginning, but look at what the girls are doing now. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lesson for the guys at Book of Swag. I mean, there were no girls in the beginning.
Yes.
No, it's incredible. It's incredible. And so it means for 100 years there are a whole bunch of people who ran and finished this thing. But it also means, like, I think it's my morbid fascination with the part in the comrades where they cut people off. You know those people are chancers. You know, the ones who said, yeah, no, I can just start like training like around 2 months before. And then apparently there's a bus, right? And they put you on this bus at a certain time. If you haven't made it to a certain place at a certain time, they put you on this bus.
Yeah.
And then they give you oros and a cookie. And they put you on the they give you oros and a cookie. And then you drive past the people who are still running because they drive you to the finish line. You know what I mean? And you're like, guys.
The worst feeling. The bus of shame.
The bus of shame. Yeah. So it's between that and at the very end where like you reach the 12-hour mark where they're about to... If you didn't make the 12-hour mark because you missed the first bus, then the bus comes to find you. You know what I mean? So the bus drives up the road.
And then comes the ambulance to pick up the leftovers.
Yeah, exactly. And you know that thing they call rap-rap? They set the smell of rap-rap everywhere because people's knees are just jelly. So I think it's really, really interesting. So huge shout-out to everyone that finished the comrades. An interesting take on the human spirit. You know what I mean? I feel like sometimes we stretch the human spirit and we ask God some hard questions sometimes. You know, like, please take me now. You know what I mean? Like, why do you want to run that far? Anyway, that's cool. Anyway, let's move on a little bit. So the other thing that's happening is that it's Youth Month. So huge, huge shout out to all you young people out there doing great things. All you young people doing amazing things. Youth Month for me is one of those months that I think, you know, from back in the day, it's been about June 16, and June 16 has always had, like, these political connotations about it, these very important political connotations. But I think I love how it's evolved into us asking young people some hard questions about the future of this country, you know? And I think, you know, people like yourselves, Book of Swag, like being young people who've gotten into entrepreneurship and just gone, you know what, we're turning this thing around. What does Youth Month mean to you, Boman?
Yo, Youth Month is important first and foremost because they led the way for us.
That's right, that's right.
And our struggle is to lead the way for the next.
That's right.
That's why it's important. We need to share our stories.
Yeah.
And tell the kids that, yo, you can do it.
Yeah. That's cool. For me, I think it's a very, very important narrative because, you know, like you said, I mean, there are people who came before us who paved the way for us to be able to be having this conversation here in the middle of Rivonia, right? And not really. And I think that it's important that we understand the kind of the baton that's been passed on to us, right? To be able to pave the way for people who are coming after us. Yeah. So we can, you know what I mean? And when you look at things like unemployment in the country and all that, the brand Youth Day or Youth Month has gotten more and more important. Mm-hmm. And I think that we all have to have this responsibility to get behind stuff like that. And having looked at what's happened in the past 12 months or so with things like the Fees Must Fall movement and all that, you kind of see that the same energy that pushed, the same youth energy that pushed change back in the day still exists in us. Mm-hmm. And we have to make the change right now. So, I mean, I'll talk about that now because I saw this thing now, right? Gillette has this advert, right? It's on Facebook. right? And literally they have a basin, and it's got like chips of hair at the bottom of this basin, right? And it says stubble must fall.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, take some time. Just take that in.
Wow. That's a lot to take in.
Yes, it is.
I'll call it what it is. Take that bullshit in. Take it in, you know. That's exactly what you call it, right?
Yeah.
It's proper appropriation. It's like you've taken on something that is so important to a whole bunch of people, right? And you've attached stubble.
I'm reduced to hair, man. Come on.
I mean, right? So huge shout out to the guys at Gillette. You're a special friend of Ramesh today. And you know what I mean? And like this show is not we're not in the habit of calling out bad ads, but when you try this hard for us to call you out, we'll call you out. You know what I mean? So like, I mean, so here's what I want to ask you, Nondogos, right? Before I get to you, Joel. So the agency comes to you. Let's say you're the Gillette client. They come to you with this piece of amazingness.
I feel like you know the answer already.
But what like makes, do you think that it's just also a lack of understanding? Because somebody has to sign it off.
Yeah.
You know? Do you think it's just a lack of understanding by the client of what's happening around them? What makes the client sign off something like this?
I think it's quite hard to tell because I know that there are situations that we're not all culturally familiar
with.
Right,
right, right.
That's the first thing. So perhaps it is that lack of understanding, really. But I also think that sometimes the creative guys are so convincing. When you are attacking and selling on some... best you approve this.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe the person was just like, I'm not about to turn these guys down.
Yeah. And it could have been like four young black creatives who say, yeah, stubble must fall is the thing. You know, and you're like, I mean, if these guys aren't offended, then you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough out there, guys. Adverts are not easy.
I also think that actually, don't you have the responsibility to just walk around the office and be like, what do you think?
You know what? People forget the value of that. Yeah. Of that alone. Just kind of going, okay, guys, can I just show you guys something? What do you guys think of this? And if you get frowns, it's frown worthy. So, yeah, stubble must fall, Mr. Gillette. Congratulations. You win. You win today, Gillette. So that's really, really cool. But I want to move on from that really, really quickly. But quick shout out first of all. Speaking of Youth Month, to the guys called the Wing Republic. You know, what I mean, I'm a big fan of chicken, as it might or might not be clear, but I'm a really big fan of chicken. But there's this guy called Mr. Tompo Mokoena. So shout out Tompo Mokoena and the Wing Republic. So what they've done is, it's a pop-up restaurant selling buffalo wings. So they get to, you know, all these markets. You know how markets have become the thing these days, right? Four Ways Farmers Market. Haven't seen one farmer. And that thing. that one. What's that other market in town? Neighborhoods, right? Everybody's carrying SLRs that are all on auto. And everyone's dressed ironically like the 80s. But they go to these places and they set up these pop-up stores. And have these amazing wings. I say amazing because I'm also hoping that we get a drop sometime soon of these wings, either at the office or here at Cliff Central. Let's be about these wings. But huge shout out to him because he's also got he's just put out a flyer that they're hiring. You know, so speaking of unemployment, and it's young people are hiring young people, and I feel like it's all in the spirit of Youth Month. So huge shout out to you, the Wing Republic, making amazing wings and making jobs happen. So huge shout out to you guys out there. But one last thing in the news before we get into the reason why you guys are here. So I saw this thing by KFC, right? It's called KFC and KFC Story Time, right? So essentially what it is there's a light, right, that comes on. Well, essentially the bucket, you know, so you have to buy the bucket, right? So you take the bucket and there's this thing that wraps around the bucket. And you put a light under it and you can, and there are stories that are pre-recorded that you can play and the light projects onto your house. Right, I know. Project onto your heart, inside the room, and then you kind of say, you know, there's a story of the antelope and the lion and whatever. Right? Yeah, I know. I'm shaking my head too, but it is it's one of the ads of the week that I saw in one of the websites, and I was like, okay, guys. Now all of us have kind of gone to KFC. Well, I'm not gonna say all of us. I've been to KFC recently.
He hasn't.
Yeah. Oh, Joel is also one of those black people who are allergic to chicken. So wow. you shout out to the unblack guy
who sells chicken.
Yeah, who sells chicken actually. Yeah, but I saw this thing and I found it very, very peculiar because you know it's one of those where they're actually not shy to say this was only available at the store in such and such a place and such and such a place.
It's an award entry. We know where it's going.
Look, the client said it, guys. I didn't say it.
clients are getting smarter and smarter every day. It's terrible. We're ruined.
But how bad is that, guys? How bad is it that you can actually come out and come in, come out in, into the public and say, tell people, guys, this is just an award entry. This thing is not real. This thing is never flighted in real. And I mean, Joel, you've entered 103 awards in your time, right? But I mean, how does that make you feel? Like, you want to enter work that is legitimate, that you know that the client signed off and it actually went and went out into the country. And then there's this one thing that just happened at one or two branches. Mm. Do you think that that's one of the practices that we need to be firmer with when it comes to awards and award judging?
Well, look, I mean, I was just having a conversation earlier on with Bongani.
Yeah.
And we were talking about investing in the whole concept of transformation as opposed to awards.
Yeah.
And I've got a strong feeling around that idea.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we need to change the way we think.
Yeah.
One, the way we look at advertising.
Yeah.
And how it impacts our close surroundings.
Yeah.
So, for example, if I'm going to do an ad for Cool Beans,
yeah,
that's going to change people's life, or a billboard,
yeah,
for Sunlight, that's going to save one or two people,
yeah,
then transformation and that economic development is not being impacted at all.
Yeah.
So for me, it's quite important in terms of distinguishing,
yeah,
what's
real and what's not.
Real and what's not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's also a fine line, because then we get into that weird place that we've all seen lately, and I spoke about it last week as well. Good advertising, you know, where you think that every single ad must put shoes on a kid in Deep Sloot, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying anything's wrong with putting shoes on kids in Deep Sloot. I'm just saying, now here you are Beans, all of a sudden you found this really tenuous thread to saying, and that is why every time you buy this can of beans, you know what I mean? And like, I feel like awards are turning creatives into very strange animals, right? So now we've disregarded the originality or the authenticity of what we do just to say, and then I can enter it on time, which, and like, before I even finished the sentence, Notogos was like, I know that's just an award entry. There's no way that thing is real.
Yeah.
Because nobody, no big client is going to roll out a thing in two stores if it is real.
Yeah.
But what happens when something like that wins?
Yeah. Look, just to jump in again.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's just going to be an award entry,
yeah,
be clear about that also.
Yeah.
You know? And
so you're saying, let's commend them for being clear.
Yeah.
Saying, guys, listen, this thing is not real. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
I think you know what, I respect that, Chuska. I really do respect that. If you're going to lie to us, lie to us from jump.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't lie to us on the night at the Lurie's when we're going, damn it, I wish my clients would approve stuff like that. But no.
But you know what, Grant? The my belief is,
yeah,
we have everyday problems to solve,
yeah,
for the brand.
Boom.
Why aren't we solving those everyday problems in an award-winning way?
Boom, boom, and absolutely.
And also, just to add to that, it has to be sustainable, because some of these ideas that are done for good, they only last for like a week.
Yeah.
But what about the bigger spectrum of things?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, but yeah, hey, I was a very funny animal, as John would know. You know, yeah. They're very funny animals. So I mean, you also can't knock people's hustle. But I do think that we need to keep at the back of our minds these real business problems that we need to be solving. I always say that awards always feel like they're the haute couture of what we do, right? So like, you know, like you go to whatever fashion week and there'll be a dress made out of condoms. It's not because somebody's going to wear a dress made out of condoms in the street, but it does somehow have an influence on how people use materials going forward. And the stuff that you find, you can tell, I've watched Devil Wears Prada. And you can see that somehow that's going to have an influence on the clothes that people get to wear at Edgar's, right? So I kind of understand that, and I understand that sometimes at awards we have to flex in order to remind ourselves how good we actually are. You know, because sometimes the proofs don't allow us. Sometimes the proofs just want stings and squeeze backs. Anyway, let's move forward.
And stings and squeeze backs are noble work.
And it's fantastically noble work. In fact, I'm looking to get a sponsor too for the Stings and Squeeze Back Awards. It'll be a very short ceremony. It'll be over lunch hour. We'll all go to Post Club, give some awards out, have a beer real quick, and be able to be back for the status meeting after lunch. Anyway, cool. But that's dope, guys. And I mean, I think that's about as much time as I have for the news today. Before we get into why my esteemed guests are here today. Yeah, it's been an interesting couple of weeks. I don't know whether you know, I remember working on Vodacom. There used to be what we used to call the cell phone wars, You know, so where like you kind of go, you know, every time Celsius drops an ad, you kind of go, okay, I know Vodacom's gonna drop a dope ad, you know, and then you kind of go, I know MTN's gonna drop an okay ad, you know what I mean? Shut up, wow.
Shots fired.
Brands are not masked on this show.
I'm gonna be quiet now.
Like, went to the red brand and then knew the yellow brand would respond. No masking.
So I'll tell you how I get away with it. Here I'm G-Man the Ad-Man. I'm not Grant Stern. You know what I mean? So the views of G-Man the Ad-Man do not necessarily represent those of Grant Stern.
And certainly not of John Davenport. Like, she's distressed that at this point.
Oh, guys, it's tough on you. Anyway, so you guys have just embarked on a really, really great journey. That I understand. That I know started kind of at the end of last year, right? And it culminated for a lot of people, it culminated in what manifested last week. Two Thursdays ago, in the TV campaign or the TV ad that is the Standard Bank What's Your Next campaign, right? And I mean there've been varying reviews about it, mostly good, but I think that that's the reason why you guys are here. So let me start with you, John. Take a step back. I think I'll start with you, Nontokozo. How daunting and how big is it to kind of make the call to say, okay, you know what? We need a new campaign and we need something that's just going to be completely different to everything we've been doing right now. How do you arrive at that place?
Yo, lots of sleepless nights, glasses of wine, staying in my pajamas all weekend, and my curtains closed, and so what the fuck? And then when you come out of that, you're like, right, let's do this.
Exactly.
But jokes aside, we have the gift of research, and I've never been such a big fan of research like I have been.
Shout out all the creatives.
research, data.
Yeah.
And for us, that is where this thing started.
Yeah.
It was because we knew that our attribute scores were getting weaker, our market shares are getting weaker, and just general energy in the business when we talk to employees, they're like, remind us why we must love this again.
That's right.
And so we realized that actually this is a window and opportunity for us to go and talk to audiences we want to attract, the youth being a key audience for us and the entrepreneurs. And we said, what would a fresh way of talking about progress for you look like?
That's right.
And then we gathered all of that, which was what the brief became.
That's great. That's great.
But it's a massive... I mean, I still am not sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of have an idea of what you mean by that. But I mean, so when you get to that point, then you're like, okay, cool. We're going to put this brief together.
Yeah.
But then you took this particular piece out to pitch.
Yeah.
Big decision all on its own, right? So how do you arrive at that? How do you arrive at, okay, cool, I'm gonna put this piece of business out to pitch, and who do I invite? You know what I mean? Like, so what are the criteria and how do you arrive at putting out to pitch?
So the conversation, the beauty in this process is that you've literally got the sponsorship and participation of the broader business stakeholders.
Right.
And the conversation happens over a long period of time to really just get to the crux of what would be the right way to approach this. I think there was a general sense of, could we get a fresh set of eyes to look at how we can solve this problem? And this is just for the retail bank, I want to be sure, because the other parts of the bank were actually doing great, but it's literally just the retail part of Standard Bank, which we're responsible for. And then we said, great, now let's go. You know, there's like the usual suspects.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Like
they know themselves. They know themselves as well.
If you're staging a concert, there's who's gonna be your MC?
Yeah.
I love some music. But you know,
So
working with our procurement partners, we said, you know what,
I wonder which advertising agency is the Somizi of advertising. I think somebody must figure themselves out out there. Hashtag the Somizi of advertising. Help us out.
Guys, listen, Somizi is my guy. And I love him, respect him.
I think he's fantastic
as
well.
And he's a huge brand, actually.
Guys, all I'm saying is...
Don't get me into trouble. I was just looking...
No one is in trouble.
Way too expensive.
No, I'm sensing trouble.
Somizi always paints his nails.
You shout out to Somizi. But I'd like for you guys to know, hit me up at Blacksem, at BLXEM. Who do you think is the Somizi of advertising? I don't know.
Like,
just
massive,
curious.
Doing their thing and succeeding at it.
Yeah.
So we wanted to just give people that wouldn't ordinarily get the opportunity
That's
to be like, you know, just like work with this. Tell us what, and let's see what big comes call. Out. So, big, and then call. And then our assessment criteria done with procurement was that the boardroom, the execs in the business, yeah. would not be the final decision makers, wow. which is quite different and actually brave.
Wow, for, that is brave as fuck.
For a project like this,
yeah.
We cut the scorecard up such that the execs in the boardroom will only be a part of the scorecard, but we did research. So we spoke to employees and we spoke to customers,
right.
Our clients, and we got research feedback that then said, of all the ideas on the table, this is the one that is likely to change our perceptions of the brand.
Boom.
And that's why we're here.
And that's why research is amazing.
Yeah. Love research.
Yeah. That is fantastic. Yeah, which then led you to start hanging out with these three beautiful people exactly. next to you right now.
Exactly.
So I'm going to ask you, John, right? Mm. So tell us how then did this whole thing come about then? Because you know, I mean, in fact, you know, let's do this. I don't understand. What is the, I mean, I understand it, but I think the people out there need to understand. So how do you end up, I mean, Island Davenport, yeah. end up with Book of Swag and the guys at Bakoni Media and Advertising? How do you guys end up standing in front of, what's the process that gets you standing in front of, you know, these procurement people and stakeholders? Always wanted to say stakeholders on this show. And stakeholders pitching this beautiful thing.
Well, the Swag guys were part of the Labs program, which is a thing we do to develop young talent.
Yeah.
And Joel and I had worked together for many years. And so it was quite unusual to have three totally independent companies forming one thing to pitch.
Yeah.
And I mean, the whole pitch process was amazing. Yeah. We loved working together. And I think it worked because we know each other really well.
That's right.
You can't just like shove. I mean, and we know how advertising works. You'll often get a consortium of some kind just shoved together for the purposes of a pitch.
Yeah.
But we've been working together for a long time. We know each other. Yeah. We've been through shit together. we've shouted at each other.
Yeah.
We will still in the future, I'm sure, shout at each other. But we know each other.
That's dope.
And that's what I think made it work.
Yeah. And so what does that mean for you, Joel? I mean, it's kind of like, okay, cool. Now we're all training forces to go and do this thing and I understand the brief came in the beautiful time of December you know where
holiday planes are changed.
I hear people are to be called back from holiday. You're also mentioning them by name right now. But yes tell me how that went for you guys from the time that the pitch brief landed on your table. How was the whole thing handled?
For me, I mean, as John mentioned, that we've worked together for quite some time.
Yeah.
And one thing that we've always agreed on is that no matter what the strategy, no matter what the creative is, there's nothing without a good relationship.
That's what's up.
So what actually made this work was the chemistry that was brought into the table.
Yeah.
And obviously the results or the output of the chemistry yielded the result that Standard Bank was quite happy about.
Absolutely.
And more so the opportunity to actually reposition such a mammoth a retail aspect of the bank, you know. So it was quite important for us and also to kind of reposition ourselves as a new model of working and changing the way that advertising is done thus far.
That's right, you know. That's what I mean? Right.
So there's certain opportunities for us as business, as different businesses to come together and change the way things have been done for quite some time.
That's dope. I think it's been very important. It's very important to mention actually that this is the retail part of the Standard Bank business, you know. So I mean, don't go spreading things now in the streets you know that you know other things. No, you don't know other things. You know that the retail part of the business is what's sitting with what is the consortium that is Bakoni Media, Book of Swag and the guys at Island Davenport. So just in case you go, you know, thinking that things are happening out there, a big part of the business is, well, the rest of the business is still sitting with its original agency. Cool, we don't give free advertising out here. Anyway, so tell me then, Bongani, so when this brief arrives, right, and you can hear, and the reason why you bring people like Book of Swag into a conversation is that, you know, you don't want, you know, you heard John and Joel's tone, you know, they've seen things in advertising, you know, and then you've also heard Bongani's tone. It's very much like, yeah, we do what we want, son, you know, I mean? it's like the youth, son. You know
when they
I mean?
Walk in, my heart goes, calm down. This is why they're here. They're gonna make you feel uncomfortable.
How important do you think that was, Bongani? How important do you think it was for you guys to bring the energy that was going to make these people feel like, yeah, maybe this is a new way of doing things?
First and foremost, when this brief dropped,
yeah,
I had a 10 o'clock review on the 31st of December.
Oh, boom! God.
Ow.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Shout out to you working on New Year's Eve.
And it was not fun. But
look at where we are now.
Yeah. I mean, we've worked with John and Juska for over 3 years now.
Yeah. See, no one calls you Joel. You're Juska. Yeah.
I sometimes call him Joel.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
Yeah.
And we are who we are, and
yeah,
we have the Midas touch to everything.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Book of Swag.
Yeah, Book of Swag, also called the Center of Modesty, out there in the streets. So then, I mean, I also remember, you know, I heard that you guys presented on my birthday on the 18th of Jan, you know, and it was quite a process. So not because of for you guys to kind of to go through the entire,
yeah.
I mean, and how many agencies, or how many, was it just agencies, or were they mostly consortiums like this group?
Oh no, there were consortiums and others.
So how many were there?
Four.
Cool.
Yeah.
So then to kind of get from the point of deciding,
yeah,
who you're giving the job to, yeah, to putting in the brief for the work.
Yeah.
How big is that gap?
So I feel like this whole process actually had to just be like literally pulled into,
yeah,
A tight period of time.
Right.
I think we did this in about 4 months, five months.
Yeah.
All together, but there was a whole 6 month period ahead of that,
which got us
to data research, understanding which positioning territories to go after, tone, yeah, and all of the things that our target market would respond to positively. Yeah. So there was a 6 months of work before getting to engaging with creative, assessing, and deciding, right, yeah, this is the route to go for.
Sure.
And then from there, we were like, you know, in conversation on around your birthday,
yes,
that the work is out.
That is fantastic.
So
that's one of those things about how my sudden fame has been 6 months in the making.
Yeah.
You think I just made it overnight. My overnight success has been 6 months in the making.
Yeah.
So I think that's really, really great. So let's talk about now the work that's out there. You know, mm-hmm, what I mean? The billboards are out, mm-hmm, there. The print work and now the TV drops, and it kind of feels like it, you know, people have gone making, mm-hmm, the thing. So I want to talk, John, about the concept itself, mm-hmm, right? So the line, what's your next, right? So how do you guys arrive at that, and how does that represent what Don Togozo was saying earlier, mm-hmm, about how does that represent how, you know, it represents the younger people and represents all these people that we're looking to attract back into the bank?
Well, I mean, I think that people in general, and young people in particular, you know, they don't really give a shit about an organization. And I think they're sick of all big corporations and banks talking about themselves in a voice very much like this.
That's right.
I am a bank.
Yeah.
Or I am another big faceless corporation.
No, John, yeah.
So I think it's great to have a bank that wants to talk about you.
Yeah.
As the consumer.
That's right.
And that positions you as you're in charge, and how can we facilitate your progress?
Yeah.
So that's how we came up with What's Your Next?
Yeah.
Because everyone has a different next.
Right.
I mean, we're all sitting here, and there's a next, but it's going to be totally different.
Yeah.
So I think it's great for a bank to be able to speak to that.
That's
and
right.
And speak to us and our next rather than about themselves.
Yeah. Definitely. Juska, you want to add anything to that?
Say something wise, John.
Yeah.
Good.
For me, it's about making progress real,
yeah,
which is the most important thing,
yeah,
and especially in the economy that we're living in right now.
Yeah.
Everybody's been preaching and putting out statements out
instead
of creating that invitation to say, look, I'm going to humble myself as a bank and sit next to you and actually get into conversation from a human to human interactions, because the people who are sitting behind the teller are humans and they're going through the same problems that you are.
Exactly. They're people too.
So it's quite.
I wish somebody would tell that to the people who call you when you've missed the payment. You know what I mean? And say, "Put this up at Alanini. When are you paying yours, man?"
We're working on it.
Anyway, I feel like those are my issues.
Let's talk about a microloan.
Woo! That's fine. Thank you. Thanks for that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So just to continue on that, it comes out in the conversation that we've brought or put on the table.
Yeah.
And in the TV ad, it talks about interactions over transactions, you know. Yeah. So it just gave it a human feel over and above just this big concrete place where you can go and get money if you're in trouble or borrow money or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's quite important to actually have that conversation as opposed to that dictatorship from a godly voice, as mentioned. Was it clever enough, John?
Yeah.
That was wise.
That was pretty wise. I mean, that is really, because I think that you're absolutely right. I feel like, and it's not necessarily just banks. I feel like a lot of brands, especially, absolutely, a lot of brands just feel like they're ready to tell you what their philosophy is and then you are invited to that, right? Whereas I think it was really important. Well, what I like about it is the fact that you're saying, listen, we know that you're going to be doing all this amazing stuff with your life anyway. Mm. We just want to, that's one of the lines, right?
Yeah.
We just want to come along for the journey. Right? Yeah. So we don't necessarily just want to be, you know, we're not going to drive the car to your next. Mm. We know you're driving and we know that that's going to be, it's going to take different turns, but we just want to say, and then when you look for something, look to the side and then we'll be there for you. So I think that's really cool. I mean, you two had worked on this thing. Yeah. Anyway, so... but I mean, so how many kind of aspects of this? I mean, there's the above the line stuff, the traditional, you know, and digital people love calling us traditional. I don't know why they call us traditional.
Is it like a traditional weapon?
Yeah, exactly. Is it, like,
how does that work?
The difference between a Makarov and an Asakai. Yeah. You know, we are the Asakai. Yeah. So I mean, what are the other spheres in which you guys have gone to? I mean, I know that you guys, Bongani, are working with on the social media, on the social aspect of this. What does that entail? You know, what goes on? How do you guys extend this into social media?
Yo, first and all, we collab with other people to bring.
So who have you guys been collabing with?
Native VML. All
right, shout out to the guys at Native VML. What's up? What's going on? Shout out Insaf.
Shout out Insaf is out there pulling the hours.
Yeah.
I think
so. How have you guys collaborated?
With ideas more than anything.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. But like on social, bringing this from everything else above the line has been an amazing journey because it's such a beautiful story and a lot of love has been put into this.
That's right.
Mm. So we're just spreading the word.
Aww, yeah. That is so dope. That is so dope. A lot of love, guys. Sometimes that's all you need, guys. When you're working on the 31st of December, sometimes the love. The love.
It's love that keeps you going.
Exactly. Yeah. When you're presenting a picture on your birthday, it's the love, guys. Right? but I mean, not to go back to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, so we've spoken about the social media aspect of this, but how pervasive do we see this being in digital? You know, so like in the entire digital sphere, over above it just being Facebook and Twitter. How else do we see, where else do we see this, the campaign going?
So this is an integrated approach in terms of getting this retail message out for us. Digital plays a crucial role. In fact, we've got a microsite that is where we're channeling people to go for their conversation to let us know what their next is. We are improving that microsite and looking at like how do we even get broader appeal in terms of the target market and the relevance of the platform. But on .co.za, we're building on, we really just want people to know that if you're going on to .co.za, you can put your what's your next and be able to connect in an e-commerce platform to enabling tools.
That's
so that
great.
If your next is to save, your next is to buy a home, your next is to get a new car, that we're able to connect you to people within the bank who can help to enable that.
That like is really cool.
John said and Joel said as well, we don't want to drive your car. You are the CEO of your life.
Yeah.
And you are driving it to your destination.
That's right.
We're just there to partner with you so that we can enable you getting to your next.
That's great. I think you mentioned something really, really important. I think what happens a lot is that, you know, it feels like a lot of these campaigns are anchored in, say, the urban areas, right? Mm-hmm. It almost feels like, you know, the best version of most of these things exist in Cape Town, Joburg, and say Durban, Polokwane sometimes. But it almost feels like the best parts of this live in the cardinal points of the country. How are you guys planning on making sure that this thinking or this stuff gets to every single corner of the country so that the guy who goes to the Standard Bank in Thabazimbi, right, gets to have the same experience as I do in Rosebank?
Yeah, yeah. So I think the team did an amazing job, firstly, of creating content that everyday normal human beings can understand.
That's right.
The human truth and the insight that grounds this idea is that powerful, firstly. Secondly, I think our ability to evolve the work and transition the work in a way that is credible and respectful
to
other languages was amazing. I've never had so many people call and recognize the authenticity almost that is in the radio ads.
Boom,
that
boom.
That we got this time.
Yeah.
I had people from the bank once I parked on the side, kind of, inside of the road, yeah. And I'm in tears.
That's
moved
amazing.
By this creative.
Yeah.
In Tswana, in Zulu,
yeah.
In Xhosa.
Yeah.
And well done to the guys for not taking an English idea,
yeah.
And then like processing it to Zulu.
Dope.
That's
dope.
We didn't do that.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. How many languages did it go into? It was
like 10. 10.
Yeah. 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 That's fantastic. I really like that. And John, I mean, how important do you think that is for, I mean, I think we speak all the time, yeah. About like not translating but actually originating. Mm. How important do you think that is and actually partnering with the right people in order to get that kind of messaging out there?
It's unbelievably important. I know I said about four times there, yeah. But that's how important.
Sound wise, John.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Sorry.
This is what happens when you bring the client into this space, my man. Yeah.
See, she's reviewing me. She's like bombing. Okay, I'll revert now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's you need to speak to someone, and we often say in their own language, but it isn't just language.
Yeah.
It's where they come from, what they talk about, their reference points.
That's right.
And you know what? I can't do that.
Yeah.
Just as you can't, and Joel can't do it for everyone. It needs to come from someone.
Yes, I can.
From, well, okay, Joel can. Yeah. But he's a special case.
That's it.
You can't connect with people if you don't speak to them.
That's right.
In their language, and I'm using language in a much broader sense.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I think that's cool. Yeah. And you know what, Joel? Shout them out. Shout out the people who made it happen for you.
Dima, Love More, Aquanote.
Boom.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So just to add to your point, John, and I think we've had this conversation over and over
many
and
times.
Over many a times, you know. It's and for us taking that route was quite important because it's all about telling stories and sharing experiences.
Yeah.
But you can only do that if you actually understand the people that you're talking to.
Yeah. That's right.
And it's very important to actually ground those ideas around insights. Those insights become ideas.
Yeah.
Those ideas become opportunities.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm. I mean, guys, Joel is on top of this thing. I mean, if you wonder whether he's on top of this thing, I think he must have this chart in his bedroom somewhere. And he looks at it all the time. He's like, opportunities, grounds. I mean, stop. So we're having, I have a question here on Twitter. From Mabutu Tege, one of the stalwarts of this show, and he says, "Is this the kind of collab the next trend for the ad industry? Does this allow media owners the opportunity to bypass media agencies?" Mm. Anybody want to take that? Anybody want to jump onto that? Yeah,
do it.
This is advertising 2.0.
Boom.
There are no doors.
Yeah, that's what's up.
So, media agencies.
Yeah,
I like you guys, the ones I know.
Yeah,
no shots at you, but. Most people are creating real media for the 21st century.
Yeah.
For example, that's how we got into advertising.
That's right.
Create a media platform.
Yeah.
Get people to buy it and then
join. And do you think that media agencies should be evolving in order to accommodate that? Or is this battle lost with them?
They should evolve just as agencies evolved.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And evolving into models like the one that's gotten us to this place, right?
They do have good parties, though, media agencies. I think we should acknowledge that.
And they send great gifts.
And great gifts.
That I've not received in a while.
Yeah.
Send them straight to Cliff Central at 18 Vessel Road in Rivonia. Or send them straight out to 128 Oxford Road.
Can
we'll talk about
I just
that.
Yeah. Say?
Yeah.
My OMD people.
Yeah, shout out to OMD. Huge shout out to OMD.
Love, respect always. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. That's
and actually, like every person who has touched this campaign, respect and just appreciation.
That is so dope. That is so dope. I love that. I love that a lot. Joel?
Just to add to your point, Nontoko.
Yes, Joel. Yeah. Wisdom. Wisdom, Joel.
He's using the wise voice.
Hashtag wisdom.
I think it's very important, especially in this day and age of communications where everything is evolving, consumers are evolving, so communication also has to evolve, and the importance of integrating creative and media has become very, very urgent in this day and age. And to Nontokozo's point, when we're brainstorming some of the media platforms and some of the work, we had to sit down with everybody around a grounded idea, which is what's your next. What does it mean for everybody in the room? Then we'll assume our responsibilities from there. And it's quite important because
absolutely.
You'll actually get the best results as opposed to media working alone and creating working alone and hoping to stitch everything.
It's amazing.
End.
It's amazing though that we still talk about these things that I know we're talking about like kind of all those years ago when I started in the game, right? That the whole like, why is it that all these things kind of happen in isolation, right? So why is it that we're still dealing with, you know, then the media house says, cool, we've already booked the radio, they all have to be 25 seconds long. And you're like, but no, maybe just book us fewer 45 seconds and we think we'll have, you know what I mean? And it just feels like these conversations are so old. And I feel like these conversations are so old, and we should actually be much better at this. Mm. Anyway, so here's what, you guys won't believe it, but the hour is actually almost done. This hour flies by. It actually almost is done, but the hour flies by. But before, it is. It's like it's almost done.
Just getting warmed up.
I know, right? but here's what I
hope I'm invited back.
Here's what I would love for you guys to do, and you mentioned it, Nontokozo, I think there's a whole bunch of people who touched this campaign. Mm. A whole bunch of people who have made sure that we get to where we are right now. And these are the people who don't necessarily get all the credit all the time.
Yeah.
And because, you know, I can only get four people into the studio.
Into the studio.
You know what I mean? Yes. But like, I mean, I'll start with you. You know, who are the people kind of even internally that you want to shout out for this campaign?
Oh,
that you want to give? That you want to give all the love because we are here.
Yes. So. It's a long list.
Yeah.
So let me just start with this gorgeous person who is my partner in crime, Dinigo.
Yeah. Huge shout out, Dinigo. Geza. What's up?
I thought you were talking about Joel.
No. Sorry.
Huge shout out, Dinigo.
Dinigo, in my team, incredible, phenomenal, powerful, willing, never quitting, always questioning.
Yeah.
And usually laughs hysterically when we're overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And can actually tell you off. Or some of us.
I've heard it happen in one or two meetings. I've heard. Yeah. Not that I know anything about that.
And then our business partners, do not ever underestimate the power of collaboration.
Yeah.
We've got amazing business partners, amazing business leaders in Standard Bank, PBB,
that's right.
SA, everybody from my boss to my boss's boss to the guys at Exco. I'm not going to mention names, but the leadership, PBB SA leaders have been incredible.
Shout out.
To be open to doing stuff differently.
Huge shout out to the people,
And then my broader team and the agency teams, I don't want to mention names because I'm going to get into trouble.
Yeah, for forgetting people.
Like, for forgetting people. Yeah. But every person, there's been such a beautiful energy of love and actually of just looking to break the rules.
That's right.
And how often, I mean, client who's like, break all the rules and we'll reconstruct this thing later.
If we've
broken them too much or pushed it too far.
Yeah.
But everybody who's done anything to do with this work, I want them to know how much love and appreciation.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I love the sound of that. So huge shout out to everybody that's touched this piece of business and made today possible. So that's really, really cool. John, any people you wanna give a special shout out to? Let's start with Jack. Jack, you shout out
I
to
know.
Jack. What's going on, man?
Jack. Yeah. That's my son, Jack. Yeah. I told him I was coming on Grant's show.
And he said, kids, I feel like
will you give me a shout out?
Now.
So this is a shout out to my beautiful son, Jack. So and your beautiful son as well.
My
do the shout out.
Beautiful boys, Mpumelelo and Guhle, mommy loves you. They're at school.
Boom. So you'll catch the podcast later.
School is cool, yo.
Stay in school. Yeah, Bongani, anybody you want to shout out before we go?
Everyone at Book of Swag, Kay, Twice, Natasha, Lrato, Rendani. Island Davenport, Bakoni.
Boom.
Shout out to Sharon, yo, for always taking care of the money.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sue as well.
I told you guys.
Sharon and Sue are finance.
I told you guys about this guy in
invoices.
They
keep this whole thing together.
Yeah, that's what's up. And you, Joe, one last thing, man.
I'd like to send a shout out to Kamukholo Sising.
Yeah,
Ray Ray, Psyche, they've been a great part of this journey with us.
Yeah.
And I think more than anything, the lesson that we've learned from this collaboration is about going back to the same principles of marketing, which is the four P's. And agencies have lost that touch in terms of providing value to clients. You know, and what we've learned, obviously, from this entire exercise is the importance of partnership with your clients to create the best product that you can ever deliver to, you know.
That's Juska, guys. I told you. Anyway, one last thing.
Guys, we spoke about research. Can I just give a shout out to the research team?
You certainly can. You certainly can. You shout out to research.
Research.
I mean, I came to love and understand research.
Yeah.
So huge shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. I mean, our hour is done, and it's been an amazing, amazing show. I think that it's been really cool having you guys here to speak about this journey and all the stuff that started to unfold in front of everyone's eyes. So I think that's really, really cool. Yeah, I think it's thank you. I think it's very, very cool to have had you guys in studio, and I hope that you guys, I can only wish that only dope things happen, and that this new model starts to kind of become more pervasive and or not, so the other people get it wrong, and then we still keep doing the right thing. But I think it's important for us to keep understanding how these models need to keep changing in order for us to start servicing clients better. So if you're out there, get this podcast, play it for your team around the office, play it for your clients even. You know, play it for your clients to kind of show them, you know, how these collaborations work. Play it for your seniors. If they are not listening right now, play it for the traffic lady if she didn't let you listen to the show a little earlier. But at the same time, I think that, you know, the amazing thing about podcasts is that you don't necessarily have to listen to it right now. Play it when you're at home, play it in the car, play it at the gym, right? So that you can actually get in there, and listen to the other podcasts as well. You know, there's a whole bunch of important information that I think that a lot of us need to hear over and over again in order to reaffirm our place in this beautiful thing called advertising. So yeah. It's done, y'all. Take care of yourselves, take care of those briefs, and take care of each other. It's your boy G-Man the Ad Man, and like I say every week, if the show was on a Friday, we'd be having a tequila. Boom!
Shots fired.
You have to have more black people in the agency. We tend to apologize for this, or be a bit apologetic about how we say it. And it's 22 years down the line, so fuck that.
G-Man the Ad Man.
Fuck that.
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
If you're in a South African advertising agency, your third bottom line has undeniably got to be the development of black talent and the transformation of your agency. Maybe we're spending a little bit too much money on awards and not enough money on training and transformation.
G-Man, the Ad-Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
Advertising people are some of the smartest, most creative, wisest people I know. Like, truly. Money is a recreatable asset. Time isn't.
Boom.
Time isn't.
With G-Man, the Ad Man. Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com. Shots fired.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
Boom.
South African clients aren't brave enough.
G-Man, the
Ad Man. Is this the Donovan Goliath who looks like Nina Hasty?
Want to hear more? Get the podcast on clipcentral.com.
Clipcentral.com.